ISO Sustainability and Related Standards. The International Organization for Standardization, ISO, is a worldwide federation of the national standards institutes of 165 countries. It is a non-governmental organization, NGO. ISO is a trusted partner in the global community for the development of globally relevant international standards. The current ISO portfolio includes more than 21,000 standards and other types of documents. Different certification processes and standards are available for many types of industries, ranging from agriculture and construction, through mechanical engineering and manufacturing and distribution, to transport, medical devices, food technology, environmental protection, oil and gas, shipbuilding, and information and communication technologies. ISO also has standards for good management practices and for services. Why is ISO important? Implementing international standards or guidelines or maintaining a certification can provide the following benefits to companies. Helps improve efficiency of business operations, productivity, and the bottom line. Facilitates national and international trade, prevents trade barriers, and makes trade fairer. Reduces negative impacts on the environment. Provides governments around the globe with a technical base for health, safety, and environmental legislation and conformity assessment. Promotes best practices and the sharing of innovative technological advances and good management practices. The following are important key aspects of ISO, voluntary. ISO standards are voluntary. As an NGO, ISO has no legal authority to enforce the standards implementation. Conformance relative to ISO standards is an affirmative indication or judgment that a product or a service has met the requirements. However, some ISO standards, mainly those concerned with health, safety, or the environment, have been adopted by countries as part of their regulatory framework. In some cases, although ISO standards are voluntary, they may become a market requirement, for example, ISO 9001 quality management systems. Market-driven. ISO develops standards for which there is a market need. An international cross-section of experts in the field, for example, industrial, technical, and business sectors who have asked for the standards and other parties with relevant knowledge, such as representatives of government agencies, consumer organizations, academia, and testing laboratories, collaborate as technical committees to develop the standards. Consensus, the fact that ISO standards are developed in response to market demand and are based on consensus among the interested parties, ensures widespread applicability. Standards are reviewed at least every 5 years to decide whether they should be maintained, updated, or withdrawn. The review process ensures that the standards remain state-of-the-art. Registration. Registration is the audit of an organization's implementation and conformance to ISO standards. It should be noted that the conformance to standards themselves does not contain any requirement for registration. Requirements for registration come from customers or governments. In some instances, registration is required by a customer or a government agency as a condition of doing business. Some companies also choose to seek registration to market capabilities. Generic management system standards. Many ISO standards are highly specific to a particular product, material, or process. However, ISO 9000 and ISO 14000 series standards are examples of generic standards, which means that the same standard can be applied to any organization, large or small, and any product or service in any sector of activity. Such generic standards are applicable to business enterprises, government departments, or non-government public administration. ISO 9001 provides a set of requirements for implementing a quality management system. ISO 14001 provides generic requirements for an environmental management system. ISO certification must be renewed every 3 years. When a new ISO version of a standard becomes available, certified organizations have a 3-year period to make the transition. Because ISO certification has become so widespread, it has become an expected requirement in requests for proposal, RFPs/invitations to tender, ITT. Whether an organization achieves ISO registration or merely implements and maintains ISO compliance, the results will be of benefit in supply chain management. Quality standards. ISO 9000 is a series of standards related to quality, which helps with sustainability by reducing scrap, defects, and returns. ISO 9000 series standards. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the ISO 9000 series standards as a set of international standards about quality management and quality assurance developed to help companies effectively document the quality system elements to be implemented to maintain an efficient quality system. The standards, initially published in 1987, are not specific to any particular industry, product, or service. The standards were developed by the International Organization for Standardization, known as ISO, a specialized international agency for standardization composed of the national standards bodies of 91 countries. The standards underwent major revision in 2015 and now include ISO 9000-2015. Definitions: ISO 9001-2015, requirements, and ISO 9004-2015, guidance. Note that ISO 9004-2018 is the current version of this standard. ISO 9001 Quality Management System Certification. ISO 9001 specifies the requirements for a quality management system, QMS. To satisfy ISO 9001's requirements, the organization needs to demonstrate that it can consistently provide products and services that meet all applicable regulatory and statutory requirements while working to enhance customer satisfaction by applying the principles within ISO 9001 effectively. This includes continually improving the quality management system and being able to provide assurance that the products and services conform both to customer requirements and applicable regulatory and statutory requirements. ISO 9001 is a framework for developing quality processes at an organization and designing quality into product design, research and development, production, implementation or installation and service. ISO 9001 focuses on customer requirements, top management commitment to quality, a process-centered approach, and continual improvement. It helps organizations achieve product consistency and high quality. For supply chain managers, ISO 9001 certified suppliers are more likely to be able to meet needs and expectations and to comply with all relevant regulations. Note that while ISO 9001 certification indicates conformity to the quality process, it is never a statement of product conformity. It relates to the ability to be consistent and high quality rather than to specific goods or services. For example, the product may meet stated requirements and all applicable regulations but not meet actual requirements. Certification to ISO 9001 requires that organizations perform their own internal audits of their quality processes and procedures. Accredited organizations can optionally be used to audit the organization and grant ISO 9001 certification. Organizations that pass these audits can state that the relevant processes conform to ISO guidelines. If a certified supplier appears to have ongoing quality issues, this should be escalated first through the supplier itself with appropriate feedback, and then, if not resolved, brought up with the independent third-party certification body, registrar. If still not resolved, complaint can be made to the accreditation body if the certification body is accredited. Environmental standards. ISO 14000 series standards. ISO 14000 is a key method of providing assurance that the organization is living up to its environmental commitments. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the ISO 14000 series standards as a series of generic environmental management standards developed by the International Organization for Standardization, ISO, that provides structure and systems for managing environmental compliance with legislative and regulatory requirements and affect every aspect of a company's environmental operations. The standards help companies to minimize harmful effects on the environment due to their activities and to continually improve environmental performance. Originally developed as an outcome of the 1992 Rio Summit on the Environment, these standards provide a framework for a company to develop an environmental management system as well as an audit program. An environmental management system, EMS, enables an organization to identify and control the impact of its activities, products, and services, continually enhance its environmental performance, develop a systematic method for establishing environmental objectives and targets, as well as measures of its ability to achieve them. The ISO 14001 family of standards includes the following. ISO 14001 offers a framework for a strategic, holistic approach to an organization's environmental policy, plans, and actions. It explains the generic requirements for an EMS to be used by businesses or industry. It requires that an organization be committed to complying with applicable environmental legislation and regulations, as well as to continuously improving its efforts. Organizations at any level of sustainability implementation will find this useful. The standard incorporates environmental management into strategic planning and leadership, emphasizes proactive implementation of sustainable practices, looks at how to track performance trends for improvement, focuses on life cycle thinking, and adds a communication methodology. This is the only standard in the series against which it is currently possible to be certified by an external authority. ISO 14004 provides guidelines on the specific elements of an EMS and its implementation and explains the main issues involved. It can serve other purposes as well. Providing assurance to stakeholders, complying with regulatory laws, serving as proof of the organization's claims about its environmental practices, and illustrating its conformity. Other sections provide information about principles of environmental auditing, sampling, testing, and analytical methods, qualification criteria for environmental auditors, labeling concerns, and life cycle issues. While there are as yet no global standards governing electronics or other products in regard to material content reporting, reduction of hazardous materials components, or responsible end-of-life recycling and disposal, the trend in that direction seems likely to continue to grow. ISO 14001 certification. Certification to the ISO 14001 standard can help the organization meet legal and stakeholder requirements related to environmental performance and improve public image, and it may give the organization a competitive advantage or financial benefit. Industry-specific guidelines and standards. ISO 14000 has had such an immense impact on so many organizations' business practices and trade that ISO has also developed guidelines and standards for specific industries, groups, and areas of interest, such as automotive, customer satisfaction, education, energy, food safety, information security, healthcare, local government, medical devices, petroleum and gas, risk, ship recycling, supply chain security. Familiarity with the standards that are applicable to your industry is recommended. A link to the ISO website with industry-specific standards is provided in the Online Resource Center. Not only are there ISO standards for these areas, but in some cases there are documentation requirements developed by organizations such as the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, the U.K. Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, MHRA, and so on. The U.S. FDA has developed regulations requiring thorough documentation of the chain of custody or audit trail of drugs. Distribution centers and carriers need to understand the documentation and information that must accompany pharmaceutical products as they move from company to company. Documentation of temperatures must also be provided regarding cold chain storage for items that must be kept within a given temperature range, for example, certain foods and vaccines.